Help all kids learn and grow with PBS Kids. Thank you for supporting your PBS station.
Okay, there's this really bad dude named Hacker.
Me! Hacker, to you?
Whatever. He wants to take over the cyber world from Motherboard. The three kids are sucked into cyberspace, and they use brain power to help save everybody.
Okay, here's the plan.
So they travel all over and run into all these weird creatures and have all these awesome adventures. It's totally up to them to save cyberspace. Can three cool kids and a wacky bird outsmart the Hacker?
Never!
There's only one way to find out.
Tune in to Cyber Chase.
Cyber Chase, we're moving. We're beating Hacker at his game. Don't tell me that he's trying to hack the motherboard. We'll get him every time.
Cosmic world, freaky places that we've seen.
We got the power of 1, 2, 3, 4.
Running in the Cyber Chase, we meet him face to face. We'll stick together all the time. Adventures in cyberspace, the chase is on. Just wait.
Light, Matt.
It doesn't work.
Great. How are we supposed to find your old football trophy?
Is that the one you got for best water boy of the year?
Very funny. I got it for kicking the longest field goal in camp. See?
Aw, you were cute.
What happened?
Hey, guys, look what I found.
Way to go, Sherlock.
Now I feel like a real detective. Let's find that trophy. All I see are shadowy shapes.
Just look for something shaped like a football.
Hacker alert! Puddle view! Hacker's recharger key. Missing! Must find the key. Suspect not guilty. Can't be. Can't be!
Why not, Mother B?
He's Dr. Marvel's nephew.
Hacker Rod.
He threw a big party for us Puddles last night. Claims one of the guests, Light of Hand, made off with his recharger key.
Why would you Puddles want to go to a party given by Hacker?
After all those dirty tricks that green-faced phony played on you guys?
That's old news. History. No more trying to steal our energy. He even gave us a present.
And so, on behalf of all Puddles, I accept Hacker's gift, celebrating our new era of friendship.
We are extremely grateful, Mr. Hacker.
That's the Hacker to you, Mayor, but... Nevertheless, I'm thrilled we're palsy-walsy again. Now, let's party!
And what a party it was. Music, dancing, and the best donuts Hacker's money could buy. And for entertainment, the great Sleight of Hand and his dog, Presto.
Okay, Presto. Double flip, alley-oop! Come on, Presto. Don't embarrass me. Do your double flip. Alley-oop! Ditsy dog! He's hopeless. I tell you, folks, you can't trust no one. Come here, you canine corn man. Folks, I don't like to brag, but I'm known as the best pickpocket in cyberspace. So, before I go, Mayor, your wallet. Chief, your handcuffs. And Mr. Hacker, just for you.
Oh, my recharger key. Without this key to recharge my energizer,
Oh, almost forgot. Your undershirt.
When the party was over, Hacker found out his key was missing.
So what makes you think Sleight of Hand is the one who took it?
Front door had a metal detector. Back door didn't. So whoever took that key went out the back. As you can see in this photo taken from our news blimp, the only one who left through the back was Sleight of Hand. Besides, he's the best pickpocket in cyberspace. Said so himself.
I came here in peace. I came here as a friend. And what happened? That trickster with a dog stole my recharger key. Well, hear this, Pottles. No more Mr. Nice Guy. I want my key back. And if it's not returned in 12 hours, Pottleville will perish in a pile of pumice.
Whoa! A pile of pumice? What's pumice?
It's a kind of rock. Man, I wouldn't want to be a Pottle.
We better find that key fast. Where do we start looking?
Elementary, my dear Jackie. Slay O'Hand is the main suspect. We start with him.
I'm innocent. I never stole nothing in my life. Oh, check with my Uncle Marbles. He'll vouch for me.
It doesn't matter what Dr. Marbles says. If Hacker doesn't get his key...
Well, I don't have it. I'm a magician, not a thief. It just looks that way. To the audience.
Just looks that way. What about this picture? It just happens to look like you.
Well, it's not. I never went out the back. I used the front. I was framed, I tell you. Say, have you seen my dog?
Come on, Presto, again. Ale!
Uh-oh. The boss ain't gonna be happy about this.
Get off of me, you mangy mutt!
Sorry, boss.
I think he likes you.
I want this slobbery pooch out of here now. If those nosy nippers from Earth see him, it could ruin everything.
Come on, Presto.
Attaboy! Let's find a new home.
I'm only listening to you kids because Motherboard said so. Sleight of Hand better fess up soon, or Pottleville is doomed.
It sure looks bad for poor Slidey.
But we still don't know what really happened last night.
Come on, come on. We know a triangular shape went out the back door with a key. And Slight is shaped like a triangle. He's the one.
Maybe, but he's not the only one shaped like a triangle.
Yeah, where were you when Hacker's key disappeared anyway?
You kids trying to pin this on me?
No, Chief. We're just saying you can't always trust the way things look. Would you mind turning sideways?
Hey, the way he is now, you'd never know he's a triangle at all.
Precisely. Things look different from different directions. To find out if Slight is guilty or not, we've got to look at the evidence from every point of view.
Yeah? Well, there's one point of view I haven't even shown you yet. The back door has a security camera. As you can see, it shows Slight leaving at exactly 9 sharp last night.
Freeze it right there, Chief! Aha! Now Slight looks like a square.
Jax, why don't you compare your drawings of Slight with what's on the tape? Maybe that'll prove he didn't do it.
Okay. From this angle, whoever's leaving Town Hall looks like a square. And my drawing of Slight from the same angle shows that he... Oh, no!
Looks square, too.
Yikes! Then Slidey did do it!
Time is running out, you parboiled Pottles. Instead of standing here, you should be telling Sleight of Hand to return my recharger key. Off! Get this dog off me!
Sorry, boy.
He got away!
I want this mutt out of here. Take him someplace where no one can see him.
But boss, Presto's so friendly.
Yeah, and he does tricks.
There's only one trick I want this mutant mongrel to do. Disappear!
We're running out of time, guys. We gotta find that key.
But if Sly didn't do it, and he doesn't have the key,
then who does?
I have an idea. Come on.
Not you again.
Chief, that tape only showed what the suspect looked like from the back. What's he look like from the front?
Oh, I thought you might ask that. Send Irma in here. Go on, Irma. Tell him what you saw.
Well, 9 o'clock that night, I took out the trash, just like I always do. It was dark, but I could still see someone coming toward me. Someone who looked like a square.
Wait a minute. I think I have a drawing of Slight from the front.
Okay. even though Slate looks like a square from the back, his silhouette from the front is a square.
Satisfied now?
Nice going, Sherlock.
Well, that doesn't prove anything. It could still be someone else.
Chief, this just came in.
You want another view of the culprit? Here's a side view.
That's a triangle, not a square, which proves it's not Slight. Right?
Hold on. I've got a drawing of Slight from the side, somewhere. Oh, found it!
From the side! Slight looks like a triangle, too!
Oh, man! Whatever we do, Slight looks guiltier and guiltier.
Chief here. Go on. Good job. A break. New witness swears he saw Sleight of Hand going up Hollow Street at 9:10 last night.
What'll that prove?
It'll prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that Sleight is lying. He swore he was never on Hollow. It's a famous Pottleville landmark. See that hollow section in each building? A certain time of day, sun shines right through them.
No way to miss a landmark like this.
But Slighty claims he was nowhere near any hollow buildings.
Witness says different. Here he comes now.
I have to keep jogging. I am training for the Pottleville Marathon.
Now, you're sure you saw Sleight of Hand here on Hollow Street last night?
Oh, recognized him from TV. I was jogging right where you are now. Looking up Hollow Street. Slight came up Solid Avenue. Reach the corner of Solid and Hollow.
Presto! Where are you, boy? Presto!
And then he turned right onto Hollow and headed up the street.
Well, that's enough for me. Slight is definitely the key culprit.
I guess Slight was lying about not being on Hollow Street.
I don't buy it. If Motherby thinks he didn't do it, so do I. And I sure don't believe Hacker.
Neither do I. But from where I stand, it looks like Slight's been lying from the get-go.
From where you stand? Did you're a genius! This is what we gotta do.
Everyone's in position, Sherlock.
I'm at the corner of Solid and Hollow, where Slight was when the jogger said he saw him.
And I'm on Hollow, where the jogger was.
Cool. Let's compare points of view. Jackie, what do you see?
A bunch of hollow buildings, just like the jogger said.
Matt, what do you see?
The buildings don't look hollow at all to me. They look like rectangles.
Excellent observation. So, from the point of view of the jogger, he can easily see the hollow buildings of Hollow Street. But from Slate's point of view, the buildings didn't look hollow at all. He saw them only from their thin side.
And Slight's never been here before, so he had no idea he had turned onto Hollow Street.
Though the witness knew he had.
So Slight wasn't lying.
Nobody was lying. They were just seeing things from different points of view.
Then Slight is innocent.
From this point of view, maybe. But from the back, the front, and the side, he still looks guilty.
I can't stand it anymore. What's the truth? What really happened?
I'm afraid, Watson, this case won't be solved until we've examined it from every possible point of view.
We've got to bring Slight back to the scene and recreate the crime.
You're sure that Mangy Mutt is on board?
Uh-huh. He's on his way to the stars, boss.
Now, my ingenious plan will have a happy ending. For me.
The Pottles are so worried about what Hacker might do, they've already convicted me.
Chill, Slight. We're working on this from every angle. We're going to recreate the crime just like it happened the night of the party.
Inez has it covered from that blimp up there. And the rest of us will tape it from different points of view.
And you're gonna walk out the back door just like Hacker said you did.
Okay, okay. If you think it'll help. I just wish I knew where my dog was.
Cool. We're in the same spot where this photo was taken. Keep it here.
You got it, miss.
Guys, I'm in position. Ready?
Ready. I'm in the exact same position as the security camera, looking in the same direction. And the tape is queued up to when someone left the party.
Irma and I are in position, looking right where she saw someone square-shaped coming out of the building.
And I'm standing where the side view photo was taken, looking at the doorway.
Great. Are you all inside and ready to roll, Chief?
Ready. Okay, Slight, you're on.
I'll do it, Chief. But I never left through the back door.
Of course you did. I saw you on the videotape. Now where's my key?
We'll know soon enough. Start walking.
Slight's on the move. From behind, his silhouette is square-shaped. It looks the same as whoever's on the security tape.
Okay, Slight's coming our way. Square is square. Right, Irma?
Yeah. From the front, it looks just like the square I saw last night.
Okay, I'm snapping the side view now. Hold up the other one. Uh-oh. My new side view of Slight looks like the old one. How's the view up there, Sherlock?
Very interesting, Watson. Very interesting indeed.
I've never watched the crime scene recreation before. Have you, Buzzy?
First one for me, too. Gee, what if they find out the truth?
They're just kids. They'll never figure it out. Presto!
Hey, it's Slight's dog.
What's he doing here?
Sorry, boss.
Presto, you're back. Oh, good boy.
Whoa. I should have seen it from the start. Slight did tell the truth. But why would Hacker... Of course! The answer is elementary! It was all a trick! Hacker wanted us looking elsewhere! Chief!
He what? They did!
Bye! Places to go, people to see!
Not so fast, Hacker! Escort this crumb bum out of Pottleville! And dismantle that statue he gave us!
Crumb bum? How dare you! You can't talk to the Hacker that way!
So, thanks to the Chief and our Earth friends, the threat to Pottleville is over!
But we still don't understand. Who took Hacker's key?
And why?
Who went out the back door?
Yeah.
What happened?
Who done it?
Hold on, hold on!
It all comes back to Hacker. He wanted to get Pottleville's energy, since he failed to get it the last time he tried. His plan was clever. He needed to smuggle an energy siphonizer into Pottleville. So he pretended to make peace.
And so, on behalf of all Pottles, I accept Hacker's gift.
But Hacker had to draw attention away from the statue while the machine did its dirty work. So, he threw a party and hired Slight and his dog Presto to entertain. Being a pickpocket made Slight the perfect choice to take the blame.
My recharger key!
A little while later, Slight left by the front door, just as he said. But Hacker made it look like he left by the back door by having his henchmen lure Presto out the back. Hacker knew that Presto looked enough like Slight to fool us all.
In dim light, they have the same silhouette from the rear, from the side, and from the front.
But when Inez got a bird's eye view from the blimp, the truth hit her.
Seeing Slight and Presto at the same time is what did it.
Although Slight looks like a triangle from the side, when you look at him from above, his outline is rectangular. Show him, Slight. From the side, triangle. From the top, rectangle. But the triangle in the newspaper photo is a top view. We all assumed it was Slight because he's triangular from one point of view. Once I saw Slight from above, I realized it couldn't be him in the picture. The shapes didn't match.
Once Presto raced out to join Slight, we realized what we'd been looking at all along was the dog.
Right, because Presto and Slight looked the same from the back.
From the front.
From the side.
But not from above. From this point of view, Slight looks like a rectangle. But Presto looks like a triangle. Anyway, I got to thinking about Hacker being a nice guy and giving Puddleville a statue, and it all clicked into place. Accusing Slate was nothing more than a diversion to cover up Hacker's real mission. Stealing your energy.
But fear not, Puddles. We turned off the siphonizer just in time. Puddleville is safe.
Yay! Hooray!
Excuse me. Who took the recharger key?
That's the best part. No one did. The key never left the building. Hacker had it hidden in plain sight all along.
From the side, the key looked just like one of the donuts. The chief was the one who found it.
Yeah, tell him how you figured it out, Chief.
The hard way.
Now I know why Uncle Marble thinks you kids are the best. Thanks for everything. Oh, by the way, Inez, I believe this is yours.
Good thing you had a spare recharger key, boss.
Never mind that. Did you, Dunspockets, tighten the charger struts like I told you to?
Well, I didn't. Did you?
I thought you were gonna do it.
Eureka! My trophy.
But that shape looks round.
Exactly. From the end, a football shape looks round. But from the side,
it looks like a football.
Admit it. I'm still cute, aren't I?
Not from our point of view. Ha 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 ha!